WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Oliver Stone directed Platoon, the Academy Award-winning film set in Vietnam during the war. Stone's new movie, Born on the 4th of July, stars Tom Cruise as a disabled soldier returning home. It's based on a 1976 memoir of the same name by Ron Kovic, who was a leader of Vietnam veterans against the war. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
There have been enough Vietnam movies by now for us to identify certain traits of the genre, and one of them is this: that, strangely enough, nearly every Vietnam movie tells the same story. And stranger still, like any great myth or like the stories of the Holocaust or of the Christian martyrs, the Vietnam story always works. It's about innocence broken by horror, about a young man who goes to Vietnam believing that he's fighting for America, stopping the communist scourge, carrying on the proud tradition that saved the world from Hitler and Tojo. Then he discovers that Vietnam isn't like the glorious American wars celebrated in the veterans' parades, that civilians are needlessly killed, that his own life comes cheap, that the cause is ignoble, and that, back home, nobody wants us there anyway. Underlying this central story is the idea that the kind of John Wayne jingoism that we were all brought up with is the very tendency that created Vietnam, and that the hypocrisy of that attitude was exposed, once and for all, by Vietnam's boggling immoralities and contradictions. To my mind, no movie has ever told this story more effectively than The Deer Hunter, made 11 years ago now. But here is Oliver Stone's Born on the 4th of July to tell it again. And again, it's undeniably strong stuff. In this version, the gung-ho young innocent is Ron Kovic, played by Tom Cruise. The Vietnam he faces is more sand than jungle, but it's still the familiar arena of horror, where civilians are needlessly slaughtered, and where Kovic accidentally kills one of his fellow soldiers and then can't make anyone listen to his confession of guilt. Eager for punishment, Kovic gets sloppy and takes a bullet in the spine that paralyzes him below the chest. Back home, his family is sympathetic, but attitudes there are changing. Even his brother Tommy is asking, why are we in Vietnam?
You served your country. I mean, what'd you get out of it? I mean, look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you, man. I gotta go. I'll see you around, all right?
Look at me. What's wrong with me, Tommy? What's wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? I volunteered, Tommy! You don't know what you're talking about! Where were you? Were you there? Were you there? You could just love it or leave it, Tommy!
You can hear some of the movie's problems in that scene, and some of the problems in Cruise's performance as well. His rattled patriotism has a canned quality. And as good as Cruise is in many of his scenes of anguish and self-doubt, he never manages to be convincing as the before-and-after picture Oliver Stone intends, because his patriotic before phase is a caricature, as is that of his family. Stone has always tended to hammer audiences over the head, usually with long, preachy speeches. Here he delivers blow upon blow, stating and restating the obvious, and doing so with the closest of close-ups, the flashiest of flash pans, the loudest groans, and the goriest gore. During Kovic's stay in a rat-infested veterans hospital, Stone rubs our noses in the filth and terror, and the palpable hell he creates is enormously effective. But he also rubs our noses in Mom, apple pie, and baseball during the movie's early scenes, and in the confusion of the anti-war movement later on. And though you get the message all right, you may wish that, metaphorically speaking, Stone would give your poor raw nose a break. Born on the 4th of July is a blowhard movie, an angry, prideful rant. It is also, inevitably, very powerful.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.